Updated June 11 at 1:20 p.m. Public Health Sudbury and Districts has lifted the drinking water advisory that came into effect Thursday, June 8 for residents of the city of Greater Sudbury in the area north of 138 Skeed Road to Old Skeed Road, including all adjoining streets. Public Health issued the drinking water advisory because of a temporary loss of pressure in the municipal water system. The water has been tested to ensure its safety. The bacteriological quality of the water supply has been tested with no adverse results being reported, said Burgess Hawkins, a manager in Public Health's Health Protection Division, in a press release. Residents in the affected areas may notice chlorine odors and discolored water. Original story. Public Health Sudbury and Districts has issued a drinking water advisory for residents along a section of Skeed Road. The advisory is effective immediately. Specifically, affected residents live in the area north of 138 Skeed Road at Good Shepherd Cemetery, to the north intersection of Skeed Road and Old Skeed Road, including all streets coming off Skeed Road and Old Skeed Road. A loss of pressure caused by a water main break is the cause. Residents who take their drinking water from a municipal source should not use it for drinking, making juice, infant formula, or ice, cooking, washing uncooked fruit and vegetables, brushing teeth. Boiling the water may not make it safe for drinking, the health unit said. For these purposes, water from an alternate source, such as bottled water, should be used. The water can be used for laundry and bathing, excluding small children who could swallow the water. Public Health also said the city of Greater Sudbury is providing a water buggy where residents can bring and fill their own containers. Look for the buggy at the corner of Old Skeed Road and Gordon Street until the advisory has been lifted. Residents can also travel to one of several water filling stations in the city, including on Spruce Street in Garson. It should be noted not to use tap water once pressure is restored until Public Health has tested the water to ensure it is safe to consume. It is possible that the loss of water pressure created conditions that compromised the safety of the drinking water, said Burgess Hawkins, a manager in Public Health's Health Protection Division. Until bacteriological testing of the drinking water indicates a safe supply, the drinking water advisory will remain in effect as a precaution. When the water tests are clean, the health unit will advise the city, the press release states, and residents will be notified.